We begin in Carrboro, where a structure fire last night caused an estimated $50,000 worth of damage at the Berkshire 54 Apartments. That's just behind Carrboro Plaza. There were no injuries reported, but one apartment had fire damage and two others had smoke and water damage. Six residents had to be displaced and are getting help with temporary housing from the American Red Cross. Officials are still investigating the cause of the fire. Over to campus now, where for many college women, there's a rule of never taking their hands or eyes off of their beverages, whether at a party, a bar, or even in the dining hall. The issue is date rape drugs, which predators can secretly spike drinks with. And this semester at UNC and other North Carolina universities, there are increased reports about drink tampering. In response, some students are pushing campus leaders to be more active in preventing drink spiking. Carolina Connection's Reagan Allen filed this report at the end of the fall semester.
To have freely provided some sort of sip chip, new sip chip, or some sort of drink testing.
That's Tanner Stutz speaking at a student government meeting. He founded the coalition in hopes of preventing date rape on college campuses, starting with UNC.
I am hoping to get some sort of drink spiking tests, either strips or fingernail polish or however that can be produced, to be freely provided as contraceptives are across college campuses, at least starting in North Carolina through the UNC system and hopefully in other states as well.
Drink testing fingernail polish turns a different color if it comes in contact with certain drugs. After one of Stutz's friends had her drink spiked, he decided to look for preventive measures around UNC's campus. He didn't find any.
There has been many cases where there's been allegations of drink spiking. No one will know really if those allegations are true or not if you can't test it. If the drinks can't be tested, then no one would know.
East Carolina University had two drink tampering and sexual assault cases in September. At UNC, two people reported alleged drink tampering and aggravated assault in the Phi Kappa Phi fraternity house this September as well.
The rate of sexual assault on this campus, and even before the semester started, the allegations not only here but at ECU of drink spiking at the fraternities. This is not a new phenomenon. This has been going on for, as long as colleges have existed. So I think that this would be a move to tackling it.
Etta Yamanda, a senior who helped create the coalition, envisions the test strips being sold in vending machines, like the one that's already in place at the Union.
The other things that are available in that vending machine in the Union, like pregnancy tests, they're really affordable, and like Plan B pills. Why shouldn't they also have, they should also have date rape test strips.
But members of the coalition say, so far they haven't persuaded UNC officials. Stutz said UNC has concerns about the reliability and number of substances the drink testing strips will detect. However, he says the university is open to selling nightcaps, a drink spiking prevention seal that covers the tops of drinks. Members of the coalition say they'll continue their efforts and also hope to work with local government leaders. Gavin George is the third founding member of the Date Rape Coalition.
You can't really put a price tag on preventing easily preventable rape. So it's really no reason that we shouldn't be using the campus resources to make our school a less hostile learning environment.
A UNC spokesperson said in a statement that administrators are actively consulting with Tanner Stutz and other student leaders to identify solutions that are right for Carolina in order to address concerns about drink tampering. In Chapel Hill, I'm Reagan Allen.
That story was produced for Carolina Connection, a student-produced radio newscast from the UNC Hussman School of Journalism and Media. They've wrapped up their shows for the fall semester, but many more of their stories can be heard on CarolinaConnection.org, and Carolina Connection will be back on 97.9 The Hill this spring. Time now for sports, and we start with last night's Holiday Bowl, where it felt all too familiar going down to the final whistle in that one. Things were looking pretty good for Carolina late. They had a 10-point lead with less than 10 to go. And as was the case for much of the season, the defense could not hold the lead. Ultimately, the Heels fell 28-27 after a game-winning touchdown pass by the Ducks in the final minute. There was a Hail Mary attempt from near midfield as time expired, but the prayer was not answered. And the Heels fell by 1 point. Here is a still optimistic Mac Brown after the game.
We're ready to play tonight, played our hearts out. Very disappointed that we didn't win, but we got to make a play here or there. And they're a great football team, and nobody gave us a chance in the game, and we had a chance with 1 second left. And that's all we could ask for in this situation. So proud of this team. Winning 9, could have won 11, 12. Most of them are coming back, so it's bodes great for next year. I love these young guys. The saddest thing for me is that they played their hearts out and they're one point away from being out there on the field and having a great time and feeling great about themselves. That's one of the very difficult things about sports, because there are actually two winners out there tonight because they played their guts out, and I'm really, really proud of the way they played. Told them that. I said if we'd stopped the fourth down play, I'd be happier for them that we won, happier for our fans, our administration that we won. I wouldn't feel any different about them. They gave everything they had. We had a GA coaching offensive line. We had a guy calling plays that's never called plays before. We had guys that weren't even here. We're starting two freshmen in the secondary. I mean, there were so many boxes that we're playing freshman wide receivers. Well, we got Doc Chapman out there. He hadn't played any. Andre Green got to play only because the NCAA gave him an extra game, because freshmen that played in four could play in five because we were so thin. And poor Drake's got new receivers running out there. He hadn't even thrown to in the middle of the Holiday Bowl. So disappointed in the loss, but really, really proud. Thank the Holiday Bowl and proud of our guys. Coaches, players, everybody came out here to win, and they gave it everything they had.
That's Mac Brown speaking there after the conclusion of the Holiday Bowl and thus the conclusion of the 2022 football season for UNC. That does mean that we turn our sights over to basketball, and we've got a big game going on tonight as the 13th-ranked Tar Heel women are back in action after over a week off. They're going to be hosting Florida State for their first ACC matchup of the season, and the Seminoles will be no easy task. They are 12-2 already this year, and they already have an ACC win after beating Miami a little over a week ago. Tip-off time at Carmichael Arena, 8 o'clock. We have all the action for you here on 97.9 The Hill. That begins at 7:30 with pregame coverage. Men's team, meanwhile, will be playing tomorrow at noon against Pittsburgh. That game will also be on 97.9 The Hill. Also, some news for the men's team. They landed a major prospect. 5-star point guard Elliot Cadeau out of New York City has reportedly committed to North Carolina for the class of 2024. 24/7 Sports ranks him as the top point guard in the nation and the 8th best player overall in his class. Definitely looking forward to seeing how that plays out.